Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Game Gravy Rewind podcast. This is episode 31. I am your host, Anthony DeVirgilis. Tonight here, I have with me Michael Johnston.
Hello.
From GameGravy.com.
What is up?
So we're going to be really quick with what we've been playing. We're going to get into some Nintendo Direct predictions later. We got a couple of, actually more than a couple. We have a bunch of readers and listeners that had posted their predictions. I'm going to read those out loud. I really haven't been playing anything much. Mostly my time's been going to either Pokemon Shuffle or FIFA, which I've talked about bothly extensively, so I'm not really going to go into it. I have been testing out my Twitch feed, though, so you can go to Anthony Game Gravy. That's my Twitch name. You can check out me wrecking it up in some FIFA. Let me know what you think about it. I'm going to add some audio in next week. I'm just testing out things, kind of dipping my feet in. I'm new to the Twitch
me
world.
Too.
So.
Me too. I'm going to set up my personal account too. That way we can all be linked in a network and people can watch this game.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So, okay, Mike's going to go ahead and talk about what he's been playing again. I've barely been playing anything, so to you.
All right, so I have been playing Axiom Verge, the big controversial game, I guess, a big release that came out.
It's not really controversial.
No.
I think it's the thing is when they showed it off at, I want to say it was an E3 show a few years back.
And PAX East, this recent one.
Well, no, but I'm going to tell a story about it. I guess Reggie was walking with his bigwigs from Nintendo, and he was walking by, and he goes, "Oh, that's neat. It's Metroid." When he walked by the game, and there's no denying it has a visual aesthetic of Metroid.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, it's hugely inspired by it.
Okay, but you can go ahead. That was
yeah, it's a game. It's called Axiom Verge. It's on the PlayStation 4, and then also be on, I believe it's a cross-buy on the Vita, and it'll also be on PC later on. It's created by Tom Happ and promoted by Dan Adelman, he's from Nintendo for the past 9 years and left, which is pretty awesome. But the game is actually, you're right. It's inspired. It feels like Metroid. The graphics are very similar. The difference in Metroid, I think, is that Metroid levels are way more memorable. And I do like the biomechanical feel of Axiom Verge and the exploration and upgrading of items. There's a lot of unique items from like laser cutters to like, you know, explosion grenades, like, or shots, and you know, you have like electricity. There's a lot of different things, and to move around you can use like drones, and like, you know, I did wait for like a double jump, but that doesn't ever happen. You have to use different ways to like teleport and move around later on in the game. I wish there had like teleportation like points, so you could be like beginning of this or beginning of that. That'd be super cool. Or having a double jump, which would be reminding me of Mega Man. But the game is great, lots of exploration. I got stuck a couple times and had to restart because I didn't have those things unlocked, which kind of pissed me off. But the graphics and sound are beautiful for a 16-bit game. It made me feel like there was a game that I missed. If I wasn't playing on my PlayStation 4, I'd be like, wow, there was. When did that come out, you know? So it's authentic to its genre, and it's fun, you know? Like, I can't say it's unique, but I can say it's different than Metroid and similar than, you know, in certain ways. But I definitely recommend checking out. I think the price point's a little too high. $20 is a lot. I think, personally, 10 to 15 would be that sweet spot, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I always feel that 15 is the highest I would pay for an indie game. It is on sale in the Spring Fever sale, so it's $17.99 if you're a Plus member, which I don't see why you wouldn't be a Plus member at this point. So it's $3 higher. Is that going to prevent me from getting it? Probably not. I'll probably still pick it up. Super Metroid's my favorite game of all time. The game looks like a very good homage to it. So, I'll probably pick it up. I know you're reviewing
it. Yeah, I'm reviewing it.
We'll wait to see your review.
It's
but
funny.
I'm going to pick it up. Play it at my leisure.
I was gonna say, it's like funny how some people are reacting online. Some people are absolutely loving it, and I'm in that category. I'm loving it, and some people are like offended by it, and they're just like, oh, it's just, they're just trying to copy Metroid and blah blah blah. And I'm like, well, you know what, it's a fun game still.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? Like,
yeah,
we let's just be happy we're getting amazing indie titles like Axiom Verge and like Shovel Knight and games like that.
I mean,
like, that's awesome.
The cool thing is it adds mystery and there's good story to it that makes you want to play. And you know what? It did something that most games nowadays haven't done to me and unlocked that inner kid collector in me where I want to go around and collect items to unlock my more weapons and explore and see all the levels and unlock everything. I haven't felt that way in a very long time with a game because everything's just kind of hand-fed to you nowadays. You don't have to worry about that. This kind of sparked it, you know?
But is it – okay. See, like, last week I talked about Elliot Quest because I was playing that, and I felt – like, that had the same thing, but I felt like it was too vague.
Yeah, there like, aren't, like – there aren't, like, hey, go here next. Like, you have to figure it out for yourself. And
But is it to the point where while you're exploring – like, there's, like, 11 different directions you're going to go?
No.
Or is it kind of like, you kind of know where you're still got
to
go?
You
kind
of know where you still got to go, personally, at least for me. I've been playing a lot of those games. You know, you go up, down, left, or right. Each level looks distinct to a certain effect where you know, like, oh, I'm in this area, or oh, I'm in this area. And the map, when you hit the center button on the PlayStation 4 controller, the map pops up. And, yeah, although it's extremely vague squares, you see where all the save points are, and each save point kind of indicates the beginning of a new level area, so you kind of know where you're at.
Yeah, I almost want to wait to see if it comes out on Wii U because I would love to have that map on the gamepad.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be cool.
Yeah, we'll see. I might still buy it. Who knows?
But yeah, that's all I've been playing right now.
Okay, so we'll jump into the news then because I really want to get to the Nintendo Direct predictions. The news, there was kind of two release dates given last week. One was for Halo 5 Guardians, and that's set to October 27th. Is that earlier or later than you would expect it?
Me, personally?
Or about right
I think
time.
It's about right, because they said later on in the year, and it's not Christmas, and it's not Thanksgiving, so it's kind of like, it's about that sweet spot in the year.
Yeah, and you know, Microsoft, with their major title actually launching this year, the other release date, while it wasn't really a guaranteed release date we were given, but we were giving a time frame, and that was that they moved Legend of Zelda Wii U back into 2016.
Yes, I did see that, and I was a little disappointed in that. But I'd rather have them make a game that's quality as opposed to rush it out and have it be awful.
Well, quote-unquote, from the director, Anoma, I think his name is, and he said that the team had an idea for the game, and they couldn't meet that goal of the idea they had for the game if they released it in 2015. So, at that point, to me, I'm okay with it being delayed.
Yeah, I'd agree with you in that regards then.
But I think this is also going to play into what we're going to talk about in the next couple minutes.
Yes. Yes, it
will. And what is going to take the place of Zelda this year, then?
I don't know.
So let's go ahead and I'm going to give you my predictions, then Mike will give you his predictions, then we'll read some of our listeners' predictions, and then we'll talk about it all and mumble jumble it up and kind of go where we think they're gonna go with this direct tomorrow. So my predictions are that we will see more of Puzzles and Dragons, complete blowout of everything about the game tomorrow. We will have a complete blowout of everything that has to do with Splatoon tomorrow, and that's including the announcement of Splatoon amiibos.
Yep,
they will also show off or give a solid release date for the Wave 3 of the Smash Brothers amiibos. I believe we will get a date for Yoshi's Woolly World. I believe we will get a tease of Animal Crossing for Wii U. And I also think we will get a release date. Now, this is going on a limb. This is a huge one. A release date and something special about Star Fox. I believe it will be the first Nintendo episodic game.
Interesting.
Now, you might ask why I say Star Fox may be episodic.
Yes, I was going to actually say, what did you see online that led you to believe that?
I actually came up to this conclusion because I said, what better way to get the game out as soon as possible but not have to complete the game?
That's a good point.
So, if they release episode 1 of it, they can release it as soon as June or July. And then we could play through episode 1. And then they could be working on the further episodes as we're playing through the first one. Plus, they could gauge how long they want to make the game
or
by the
users'
sales of the
interest.
First one.
I mean, interest level will be high, I think, for that game.
I think so, too. Plus, they also, if you recall last year at E3, Nintendo had Project Guard and Project Shield, mm-hmm. which kind of seemed like they might be part of the Star Fox universe.
It's possible.
So maybe those will be part of the episodes?
Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I'm coming up with that prediction of Star Fox. So that's really all I
had. Your predictions are better than more detailed than mine were going to be.
I honestly think the only date we're going to get, I mean, we'll get a date for Splatoon as well, but I think the only Wii U date we'll get is Star Fox and Yoshi. Mm-hmm. I really don't know what else is coming out on. Oh, I mean, they're going to show some more Xenoblade stuff for the 3DS.
Yeah.
I really hope they show some more Xenoblade X and even give it a release date of it. I just don't think we're going to get one. I really don't. And then I don't know what's coming out on 3DS past Puzzles and Dragons, so that's going to be interesting, too, because mm-hmm. you know they'll show something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, and there's also going to be an indie sizzle, but I don't know what's going to be on it. But, okay, so what's your prediction?
My predictions were I definitely think they were going to show a little bit or more of Xenoblade X. I don't think that they're going to give a release date for that.
See, I'm going to kind of like interrupt and say I disagree because I think we're going to get our own Xenoblade X direct at some point.
I think, yeah, eventually, but I think they might tease into it. I don't know if they're going to actually
I think they're definitely going to show it there, but I guess to me, I guess like if you're going to tease it, you might as well just tease the date. Because it's coming out in Japan.
Maybe
they
tease
have
the date,
have
but not
solid...
give a date. How about that? I'll go with that.
Yeah, like say September.
Like, yeah, like say spring or fall or whatever of, you know, 2016.
Well, really, the game's done, man. It's coming out next month in Japan. So, really, all that has to be done to get it over here is localization.
They're going to have to, yeah, be strategic about its release, though, with other titles that are coming out in the time of the year to hit a right point and see who they're competing against.
Well, there's one of your replacements for Zelda.
Yeah, that's true.
And the other big replacement I think is Animal Crossing, but
sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, to the basics, Puzzles and Dragons, for sure, I think they're going to talk about and show a lot more detail on. Also, for sure, Splatoon and new amiibos for Splatoon and new, maybe different, a different phase of amiibos, possibly. This might be funny and I could be completely wrong, but I thought that it would be cool if they lied about the Zelda thing and played with like the whole April Fool's thing and say, "We April Fool's, the Zelda's actually going to come out this year." That would be cool. You know, I don't think that's going to happen, but something might happen around that. You never know.
That's not going to happen.
You don't think
the
so?
Best thing,
I don't know.
No, the best thing we could hope for is that they announce like N64 games on the Virtual Console. Or, like, even maybe Skyward Sword or Twilight Princess comes to the Wii Virtual Console, and then, like, maybe they'll discount it for us for a certain period of time because of Zelda being delayed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of like, hook us up with one of the older games since they delayed it, like, you know, to kind of make things right, which
yeah,
I'm
fine
completely
with that.
Okay with.
I'm totally cool
yeah,
with that.
If they do
but
that,
wouldn't that
I'm
be cool, though,
okay
if they're
that.
Like, hey, we just want to mess with you and April Fool's you. It's actually going to come out this year.
That'd be messed up.
It would be, but it's Nintendo. Who knows? And that's pretty much all I was thinking about on my plate for tomorrow.
Okay.
So
do you have any idea of any 3DS games?
No. I mean, I'm kind of disconnected from the 3DS world besides what I saw at PAX East, you know, and getting my hands on Puzzles and Dragons. I have that in my crosshairs right now. I'm going to be getting that. And Xenoblade. Of course. But other than that, no, man. I can't think of anything.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read some of the reactions that were sent to
yes,
me.
Yes, I can't wait to hear this.
through the Twitterverse. So we'll start with his name is The Great Gonzo. He's at GonzoXV. And he said that everyone will be a Platinum member this year because of Club Nintendo ending. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
But... With that being said, today is the last day to enter codes in, meaning tomorrow there is no Club Nintendo, which means tomorrow maybe they will tell us what their new reward program
is. I hope so. I mean, did you use all your coins?
No, I'm going to go fill out the rest of my rewards and hopefully get Star Fox 64
good idea.
Tonight.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I better... Well, you don't have till tonight to redeem them. You have till tonight to, like, enter them and get them.
You have
to redeem them by, like, July, I think. So they give you a little bit of time to redeem
them. I'm going
to
redeem anything I can because it's, like, at this point, I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't think everyone's going to be platinum. I think they're still going to go by whoever filled out and got platinum status is going to be platinum.
By the way, though, we might see... traffic volumes are so high in Nintendo Club sign-ins that their site's not even working right now.
Oh, great. Yeah, they might have to push it back because this is getting ridiculous.
I agree.
But they might announce what the platinum reward is tomorrow. Maybe it'll be a platinum Mario.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and maybe the gold reward will be a gold Mario. Who knows? But that's a possibility that they might announce the award.
So,
but
if you're already platinum, do you think that's going to carry over?
No, it's I don't know how they're going to do the new structure, but
I would hope that they reward you for being a platinum member if you already are one for somehow like going into the new reward system.
I hope they do a better way of asking questions and filling out surveys
that
and
I agree
doing
with
all
too.
That stuff.
I'm sorry, I'm derailing the whole conversation, but
no, you're not. I think it kind of goes hand in hand because I mean, like, let's write this topic down and let's talk about like what we think the Club Nintendo should be going forward.
I agree.
We'll discuss that maybe next podcast. I think that's a really good topic.
Sounds good.
Okay, so Great Gonzo also said that at JohnnyEbbs06, another Twitter member, will be the acting chairman of Amiibos. I don't even know if that's a real position.
I don't think
so.
So
I don't know
I think
if he'll be acting chairman. Yeah, I don't know. I just, for some reason, I don't really foresee that happening. But, you know, I've seen crazier things. So maybe Johnny Ebbs will be.
Never know.
Yes. And he also said that there will be a solid release date for Yoshi and for Xenoblade Chronicles X. I think we already talked about that. I think we kind of hit that. I think maybe Yoshi will be correct.
Yeah. I think Yoshi, because they teased Yoshi back out in even E3. So
yeah.
I hope that they get
that. I think, well, actually, that was teased as the launch title. Well, not as a launch title, but at
launch.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, like, they, like, teased it more
they
confidently
went hardcore into
and
it.
Let a lot of people play it, you know. I mean, it was just right there, so, yeah.
The only reason why I kind of agree with Xenoblade is because we have the other Xenoblade coming out for the 3DS.
Yeah.
So
right off
we might get something solid. I still think they're just going to do a month like they did with Splatoon. Like we still don't even know the release date for Splatoon. They've only said May.
That's true.
So I think they're going to kind of give us that. I think it'd be like September. That's my guess.
My guess is that they're going to just keep writing all of the PR that they possibly can until it completely dies away. And then they're going to be like, okay, we're releasing it now.
Yeah.
When no one cares.
So let's go ahead and move on to our next listener follower. Greg Wiggleton, sorry. And his Twitter handle's at Greg Wiggleton. And he just said cats. I don't know what that means. Is it maybe the Pelicos that are in Monster Hunter?
Maybe
we'll see some Monster Hunter stuff.
Possibly.
Maybe Nintendo cats.
That'd be awesome. I'd buy that.
Maybe we're talking about cats in Animal Crossing.
Possible.
There was Tanga, or what's her name? What was her name? Tangi? Tangi? That she was a cat.
Was there a Z on the end of it, or was there an S? Or is it just singular?
I think it's just singular. Oh. No, there was an S.
Okay.
It was cats with an S. So... yeah, I'm not really sure where he's going because
sure.
Star Fox is a fox.
Yeah, it's not really much.
Is there
a cat.
Is there any cat characters from Nintendo?
Mario cat.
I remember
suit.
There was a Bubsy the cat. Oh, the cat suit. There you go. That's interesting. Maybe they'll bring back another cat suit for Mario. Oh, you know what? I just totally thought of something that no one even brought up. Mm. Mario Kart DLC.
Oh,
gonna
I've
be
been
on
waiting
there.
For that. Yes, they should be. I was just actually looking at that last night. I'm like, when is this DLC out yet? What the heck's going on with this? Come on.
No, and it's listed for May, and I think we're going to get the full rundown on this next.
I agree. Add that to my list of predictions. I think that's we're
yes,
going to get
that'll
that.
Be on my list. So let's move on to Matt Desend, the one and only Matt Desend.
Woo, Matt!
He thinks that Nintendo's going to show off a new IP. I think that's kind of an E3 thing.
Mm, yeah, I think they're going to wait till E3 for that. I doubt that they're going to show off a new IP.
I mean, that's like really going
They
out
might
for a new
be
IP.
Teasing the new system. How about that?
I think
mobile
that's too
platform.
Early.
I don't know, to get people excited for E3 because it's coming in June.
But I mean, with a new IP. I could see a new game using an existing IP.
Maybe cats
I think that's
is
the best
part
you're
going
to get, Matt.
Maybe that was a clue. Maybe Cats is part of the new IP. Maybe they're working together.
Well, there you go.
It's a conspiracy.
But I'm maybe a Paper Mario, hopefully. Maybe a new Kid Icarus, new Luigi's Mansion, new Mario Sports title. Maybe some one of those.
Maybe.
I'd be okay with that. Maybe. I don't know about seeing a new IP, though.
Yeah.
More information on Mario Maker. I don't find that too far.
No, I don't either. I think that's very feasible that they'll actually bring more detail on that, for sure.
Let's see. We have the Nintendo phone. I don't think that's ever happening. Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
If Sony's getting out of the smartphone market, Nintendo's never even going to dabble in it. If anything,
they do software
hope they
over
have
hardware any day. So
yeah, hope their partnership with DNA, the best thing we'll get out of it is maybe something like Mobidge, but for Nintendo.
Yeah,
I think that's it's not going to be a Nintendo
like
phone. They're not going to have their own
a
operating system.
Cross-platform, like mobile platform Nintendo app that is like inside of it, like pretty much like the store, the eShop store, but for your mobile phone. That'd be
exactly, and all they have to worry about is Android and Apple.
Exactly.
I mean Windows doesn't have enough of a market share to even worry about that.
Yeah, they already have emulators on your phone. You could do that. Why not make an official one? So
exactly. So I think the best you'll see is like Mike just pointed out, is a mobile platform, like an app. I don't think you're going to get a full phone. Sorry. Yeah. So we will have more information about the Smash update. I completely agree with that, and I think they will give us a date on when Mewtwo will be available for DLC.
Yes, yes, finally, yeah. I mean, we all submitted that key for it, right? Like, when we pre-ordered all that stuff, so...
Yes, we
did.
Come on. And I think we'll get a little bit more information when the tournament modes are coming for DLC.
That I can agree with as well, too. I don't think any of that's far-fetched.
He said a new game that features amiibos. Now, while I agree with you that this is probably in the works and probably coming, I think this is another E3 game.
I think they might tease it, because there's been a lot, like a rush of amiibos being released, and I think they may possibly tease something, but not fully disclose it, and then wait for E3 to fully, view it. You know what I mean?
See, I think they want to finish getting through the Smash amiibos before they announce this game, before they even tease
this game.
That's
a possibility in itself. But I think they want to keep people excited about amiibos as well, too. So, and that they're expanding them.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? And they're doing more with them.
Okay, and then he said more Wii Virtual Console games. I mean, they released three and then they never went back to it. So,
yeah, I don't know about that.
Is it feasible? Yeah, it's feasible to see some. I mean...
Is
I
it probable?
I just don't know. Maybe,
I don't think so. I don't know.
Maybe if it's those Zelda games I was talking about to kind of make up for them delaying
that, like,
it.
That I could believe it. If it falls into that category, then I say that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's the only way I see that happening. But so the next one's from our good buddy Ryan Raymond at Superfly 1179.
Ryan.
So I'm just going to give you a disclaimer. This is complete troll city coming up, so this is going to be...
Oh, Rhino, come on, man.
None of this is going to be actually happen, but I did say I would read them out no matter how crazy they
are.
Let's
do it.
So, number one, he says, Iwata resigns and steps down as president of Nintendo. Now, why they would do this on a direct, I don't know.
I think that would be
a
big press release
and
a special video and some creative thing to go along with it. I don't know. Like, he'd go out in fireworks and stuff. I don't think he'd go out in, like, direct.
I don't see that. He's going out at a board meeting when they tell him he's off the board.
Yeah. He drops a smoke bomb and he's
see ya.
But, yeah.
And he's not going to, like, it's not a surprise announcement. If he was in a step down for health reasons, he would do it outside of direct. They don't use direct to promote
their
corporate structure.
They might do something very cheeky for April Fool's Day, though, I think. Be prepared for an April Fool's joke for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be like a Tingle World game or something. So his next one, Nintendo decides they're going to refocus on they're going to refocus their image with online and start including voice chat in all their games. Again, He's going to be trolling.
Yes.
All these questions.
Yeah, these are troll.
That's not going to happen. Oh. Nintendo's never going to have voice chat in their games. Let's just get over it, people.
Yeah, it sucks. I would love it too. You know what? I'm all for that. But yeah, I don't see it happening.
The smartest move they can make is just at some point buy some kind of VoIP software, yeah, or company
or partner
that makes
with
VoIP
one.
And kind of just integrate it into the system. Like, that's honestly the best way that they're going to get over that, where we can just do party chat outside the game,
yep,
like we do on the other two systems.
I completely agree.
That way, I can talk to my friends whenever, and the little kids don't have to worry about it, because I'm not going to be talking to them.
Exactly.
And his final thing was that they were going to patch online modes into Mario Party 10. Again, not going
to
happen, buddy.
I would
Sorry.
Love for that to happen, though. I would love to play against other people online. I think that's a cool idea, and I almost thought it was like that until I looked at the box and started reading about it, and I was like, no, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Mario Party 10, I bought it. I'm going to review it, but the review is going to take me a little bit of time, mm-hmm, because I don't have a lot of people that come over, and it's not fair for me to review it based off of me playing
against computer characters. Yeah, you need people to play it. You can't just like arbitrarily plug in all the controllers and play with yourself, you know?
Well, you can get like bots, but that's not the same.
No, it's not.
So, that's coming. I would love online. It's not going to happen. Sorry. Okay. So, the other Ryan that we know, Ryan Shiflation, on Twitter, he says that, something's going to take the place of Zelda, and they're probably going to show it off. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. They're going to show some Xenoblade X. I agree with that.
Yep.
He thinks that on the indie reel that Curve Digital is going to have something on there.
That's a possibility because they had a lot of releases.
Curve announced a couple things. So and Curve's already announced some stuff, so they're probably going to show off something they've already announced. He said
Stealth 2 is coming out. It's available now, so I mean they might talk about that.
Well, that's on PS4 though. It's been on Wii U for a while.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Eternal Darkness HD. Which, it's probably not going to happen, but it would
be
awesome.
That would be super cool. That would be really cool.
Yeah, it really would be. He thinks we're going to see a couple unannounced indies in the indie reel, which, I mean, that's awesome if they do, so I'd be happy with that. Splatoon amiibo support, I mentioned that earlier. Indie amiibo support, that would be kind of neat.
Yeah, it would be.
So, and then he said a couple games that he from left field, which, so I think this is kind of goes in the whole E3 category. This is probably stuff we'll see in E3, but he said a new Metroid, Fast Racing Neo is now F-Zero. So they canned their original game. Nintendo sponsored them and they're making it F-Zero. And Nintendo paid for the Aquamoda game to now be the new Wave Race. I don't see that happening. I would love to see Fast Racing Neo be the new F-Zero because that game looked like it was coming along awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it looks like such an homage to F-Zero anyways that, I mean, might as well. And then amiibo support for the indie games that he was talking about would be Shovel Knight, Cellthink 2, Trine 3, confirmed with exclusive content. So all that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty neat.
I think that's a lot out of left field.
Amiibo. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like Armillo. The characters from Guacamelee would be awesome.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So there would definitely be some cool ones. Even Mutant Muds, the guy from Mutant Muds,
yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to have him.
I agree.
I don't know why I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Max, that's his name.
There you go.
But. And our last comments were from Taylor Hajash, or I don't know how to say his last name, sorry. And he's actually a developer for the Wii U. He's making Tiny Galaxy.
Sweet.
His Twitter handle is at ArcanePixel. And actually, we're going to be interviewing him in one of the upcoming episodes,
yep,
so stay tuned for that. And that'll be for Tiny Galaxy, which is coming out on the Wii U. And he said that Splatoon amiibos. So that's three people now that have said Splatoon amiibos. So I think that's
going to happen for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's a thing. I think we could all agree that that's going to be a thing. Star Fox trailer. I think that's probably a better guess than what I guessed,
mm-hmm,
because I could definitely see a trailer. I went a little bit more into detail, saying it was going to be episodic and they were going to give us a release date. So I think that's a safe bet. Andy said that they were going to show a trailer for Tiny Galaxy, which I think if they were, he wouldn't have said anything, so I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo's pretty strict with their, whatever you call that, their little clause thing, where you're not allowed to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty good. So after hearing all the listeners, how do you feel? You think we're pretty on topic, or are we off?
Yeah, I like to hear. I mean, I think we're on topic.
You think all of our predictions are going to come true that me and you made?
Not all of them. I think there's a good mixture between the ones that people sent in and the ones that we had, because the confirmation, just hearing some of them, I'm like, you know what? We're probably all on the same page. I think, you know, Xenoblade and Splatoon and some of these other supporting titles, I think they're going to definitely make it on there. And same with Mario Kart, and, you know, hopefully getting something for having to wait again for Zelda. So,
yeah, I would like to actually – this is kind of out of left field, but I would love for them to announce, like, full DLC for Smash Brothers.
Yes.
Like, I we're going to get tons of characters, tons of stages. Like, that's what, like, I really want that to be an announcement, but I doubt it's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know, we're just going to have to hang in there and see.
That'll be it for right now. Definitely check in tomorrow. I might live blog it. I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided yet, but I might live blog the direct. If I don't, I'm sure somebody on the site will. Definitely check back. Also check Nintendo Fever. They are doing a prediction podcast as well. Listen to both of them. Hear our predictions on both. Definitely sound off on Twitter. Let us know what you think. Again, and you, if you want us to read any mail that you have, or any questions you have for us, or you want any comments, hit us up on Twitter. We record usually every Tuesday, so I'll send out a tweet asking for your comments and questions. Yep. Going forward. Also, we're going to be interviewing Taylor from Arcane Pixel about Tiny Galaxy upcoming, and we have a few others. I know we're going to get Image and Form on here at some point with about SteamWorld Heist, and we are going to get Zoink Games on here at some point for, what was it, Zombie Vikings?
Yes.
Yes, Axe Studios will be on here at some point talking Y2K. So, you met with them up at PAX and talked with them. I talked with them through Twitter. Yep. They all seem like they're a go. So yep. Those are upcoming interviews to definitely look forward to.
That'll be exciting because the game looks awesome.
Yeah. But till next week, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Michael.
And we are GameGravy.com.
See ya!